Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh, and we've got some news Major League Baseball-wise. A game coming up in 5 minutes. That's Blue Jays-Orioles that sees Grayson Rodriguez scratched. That should change some numbers there. And also could change the way people bet that one. I don't see anything locked, but the fellas I do trust in the back, that's what we're hearing. Grayson Rodriguez out. They're playing the Toronto Blue Jays, and no person better to help us talk Blue Jays baseball than the one and only Joe Maddon. Joe, great to see you. How are we feeling for a Tuesday slate?
Feeling pretty good for this Tuesday. Excited for these games to get underway, and it will change how I'm going to bet the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles without Grayson Rodriguez and question marks on who they'll start.
What were you looking for in that game, Joe? And do any of your plays still make it out with the change potentially for Grayson Rodriguez there?
Yeah, I was looking at the over 8.5 in this one, and there's still possibility of it hitting because Toronto, I really don't trust the bullpen here, and I don't trust Chris Bassett. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the Baltimore Orioles team total now. I'm assuming it's going to be 4.5, and I'm just going to take that straight to the over since we don't know who will be coming out here for the Baltimore Orioles. I'm expecting the Toronto Blue Jays still be able to hit in this one depending on who comes out because I do think Grayson Rodriguez is one of their arms that you can trust out there for the Baltimore Orioles. But we've seen Toronto be strong with Vladdy being able to get those home runs on the board. So I'm still going to look at Vladdy to come out here and get the home run. He was coming in at plus 480. And then on the other side for the Orioles, I'm going to circle Gunnar Henderson. Now Gunnar Henderson for that home run coming in at plus 420. And I think he has every ability to get it here. Chris Bassett coming out for the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't trust him. Chris Bassett has had his struggles and he's a fate every time he comes out to the mound. So give me the Orioles team total over the 4.5 instead of the full game. And then give me the home runs for Gunnar Henderson and Vladdy.
All right. So we're looking for some potential home runs there. I'm on Gunnar Henderson myself, Joe. And we do have a Michael Conforto home run, by the way, for those that did get involved with Michael Conforto there, which is nice to see. It just so happens they're playing the Washington Nationals, which has nothing to do with my decision there, but certainly does increase the excitement a little bit. Joe, what about this Rays-Cardinals game here? Sonny Gray gets the baseball for St. Louis. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, you got to play on Sonny Gray in this one. Sonny Gray has been so phenomenally strong at getting those strikeouts on the board. I'm actually going to ult his number, Kevin. His strikeout prop is coming in at 6.5. I'm going to have to lay too much juice at the 6.5 at minus 144, and I don't knock anyone who just goes straight with that number, but I don't like laying that much juice. I'm going to ult him to 8+ strikeouts in this one. That's coming in at plus 140. He's been an absolute machine, and I do think the Tampa Bay Rays, they strike out enough that we should see him be nicely able to get eight or more strikeouts in this matchup. I'm also going to look at the Nerfy. We have a Jeffrey Springs coming out for the Tampa Bay Rays. I think he can do enough in that first inning to keep no runs on the board. The Nerfy's coming in at minus 132. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays haven't been hitting very well since the All-Star break. So I'm feeling like this is a great matchup here versus Sonny Gray for them to get all those strikeouts on the board and help us with Sonny Gray's strikeouts. And then when we look at Jeffrey Springs, he had a rough start in his last one out. I'm expecting more out of him in this one. Now, I'm not completely sold on that under because it's 7.5, but I do think it's going to be more of a pitching duel than a lot expect out here. So the Nerfy, my favorite play of this game at -132.
All right, a little Nerfy action on the board for the people there in that one. Joe, what about this Astros game here tonight as the Astros are on the road against the Texas Rangers? And Tyler Molly is going to get the baseball for what is the first time in 2024.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched in the majors for like 15 months. Tyler Molly, I think, will come out with some rust, like, just like we saw with Jeffrey Springs when he made his start for the Tampa Bay Rays. So I'm looking to fade him here, especially against Valdez. He's been so strong for the Houston Astros. I was kind of shocked by this line, Kevin. I expected to have to lay more juice for the Houston Astros in this matchup. So I'm going to grab them laying the -115. I also think Valdez can go deep into this game. His outs is coming in at 18.5. Now that's coming in at +148. When we look at Valdez and how deep he's been able to go into games in his last 10, he is averaging right on that 18.5. And I think there's a value here today for him to go nice and deep into this game. Now he's had a couple of games against weaker opponents than the Texas Rangers, which kind of has inflated his numbers here. But I'm not going to be shocked to see him go into that seventh inning here versus the Texas Rangers. So I'm going to take him over the 18.5 outs, and I will play the Houston Astros with him getting the start.
All right, makes some sense there. Looking for Framber Valdez to really try and step up for this Astros team. And you know, I've seen some conversation around this group as to what are they going to be, as some have been able to catch, you know, the big-time numbers on the Houston Astros here. You look at the wild card race right now, though. They're 5 back of the Kansas City Royals. I mean, it's very likely that the American League West is only going to put one team in the postseason. And when it comes to the Houston Astros, again, maybe teams have or bettors have been able to grab much better numbers than what's out there currently, but you are paying a tax when it comes to Houston. And it's a tax that I'm sure many are willing to pay due to their pedigree. If they are in, you're going to want a piece of them. I totally understand that. But for the Astros, it's going to come down to a race right now with the Mariners, and a race that I wouldn't fully count the Texas Rangers out of, because quite frankly, the Rangers at 5 back of Seattle are just 3.5 back of the Houston Astros. So this is a really interesting situation when we just think big picture, Joe, and I think these are the kind of conversations that we're trying to weave in a little bit more on a night-to-night basis, is these wild card races and these playoff races, because when it looks like, when you look at the American League right now, the Yankees, the Orioles, all right, they're going to be there. But even that, we don't know who's going to win an American League East crown right now. Those teams sit at both 67 and 46, but we expect them to at least be in the playoffs. The Astros at 7-1, we don't even know if they're going to be there.
Yeah, it's very true. The Houston Astros need to really step up their game. And facing the Texas Rangers here, it's pivotal that they come out nice and strong and get this win, especially with the pitching matchup they have tonight, Kevin. So each and every one of these games is so important to these teams. They can't let games slip like this where they do have that edge on the mound. So I think the Houston Astros have the ability to get there, but they have to really step it up to be able to do so.
We are going to take a look, though. I had a few more games here. Joe's going to stick around, so we got plenty of time to continue to fly through the baseball board. But one of those teams that I did mention was the Kansas City Royals, and they've got Seth Lugo going tonight, Joe. Any interest in the Royals against the Red Sox?
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. Now, I played this game completely wrong yesterday. I expected a stronger pitching matchup. We had a total of 10, and we know that cruised over. The Boston Red Sox have all of the momentum right now, but I do think the Kansas City Royals can get it under control tonight with Seth Lugo getting the start. I really do have faith in him to come out nice and strong. Now, you're going to have to lay the juice at -132 with the Kansas City Royals, but we look at this pitching matchup, and I do think Seth Lugo is the stronger of the two pitchers. He's 13-5 on the season, Kevin, with a 2.57 ERA. I expect him to limit those bats of the Boston Red Sox, who have been phenomenally hot as of late. Now, Bellows is coming out. Bellows is 10-5 with a 5.13 ERA, and he's been sharper on the road. So we can't have mistakes out of the Kansas City Royals for them to be able to get this win today. I think this is a tight back-and-forth battle, as we saw yesterday, but at the end of the day, I think the Kansas City Royals end up getting the win here.
All right, one quick note from me with the Braves-Brewers game coming up momentarily, and I did almost miss this, but I don't think we will. Garrett Mitchell checks into this game as a lefty who could very well take advantage of Bryce Elder this season. Bryce Elder, a right-handed pitcher against left-handed bats, a .337 batting average.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
About five total home runs compared to just one homer allowed when he's in those righty-righty matchups there. Garrett Mitchell, 7-1. For a dinger if you'd like to get involved, but he's also minus 110 over the 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. I am going to play the hits, runs, RBI prop. I am going to decide during this break if I want to get involved with that dinger. Again, at 7-1 right now if you want some juice in there between the Brewers and the Braves. We're back with Joe Maddon next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on a Tuesday night, let's update your baseball board quickly. Marlins Reds, this is 1-0 Cincinnati right now with a Stevenson home run for the Dinger Tuesday crowd. And then it's 4-0 Giants. Elliot Ramos hit a home run in the two-hole there. And then we did see a home run come from Michael Conforto, which is, of course, excellent for the Dinger Tuesday crowd. It's interesting, but that while it's only three games, every run so far has been via the home run, which is what you want to see. And we are underway between the Blue Jays and the Orioles. And again, a reminder to people, but it was a late scratch for Grayson Rodriguez that put Albert Suarez on the mound for Baltimore. A little out of nowhere, just something to keep your eye on, and certainly shifts that game around a little bit. We're live here with Joe Maddon. Joe, the main event tonight, I think, has to come from L.A. It's the Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. When you look at this game here tonight, what are you looking at?
This is going to be a big game coming up here. Sanchez on the road has had his struggles. He's 1-4 with a 5.23 ERA. He's coming out for the Phillies tonight. And we look at the LA Dodgers. Freddie Freeman is back in this lineup. And I do think the Dodgers come out nice and strong and get those runs on the board. Now, they will be starting Kershaw here. And I do have more faith in Kershaw than I do in Sanchez. Kershaw rolls in 0-1 with a 5.87 ERA, though his overall numbers really don't depict how strong of a pitcher he is, in my opinion. And I think he can do enough to limit the Phillies bats, who we know have been cold as of late. So what I'm going to do in this one, Kevin, instead of looking at the full game total, I'm actually going to owe the Dodgers team total. I expect the Dodgers to be able to put up five runs on the board. Now, their original number is coming in over 3.5 runs. You're going to have to lay the juice. I'm ulting it to 4.5 plus runs. That's coming in at plus 132. So they basically have to get 5 runs. And I do think at that plus 132 value, there's so much value here when we look at the Phillies and how many runs they've been giving up as late, as well as how many runs the Dodgers have been able to put on the board. Now, I'm also going to look at a couple home run props in this one. I think that is a great market to target in this game. Will Smith, I'm going to take for the home run now. He's got so much value. If you just want to take him for a run or an RBI, I don't blame you, but I do think that home run is in play. It's coming in at plus 630, and we know some of these players have been able to hit lefties better than others, and Will Smith is one of those guys. The other guy that I'm going to target is Hernandez. We know Hernandez can hit Sanchez nice and hard. He's coming in at plus 440 for the home run. And yeah, the Dodgers team totaled that 3.5. It is minus 140. So I was just trying to remember that number in my head. I'd rather take the 4.5 and get that plus 132 money, because I do think the Dodgers, like they did yesterday, can put those 5 runs on the board. It's going to be a great matchup here. And I think the Dodgers could even explode and go 6, 7, 8 runs in this game, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm interested, you know, Joe, and maybe the full game total is going to be a good play here in some of the Phillies bats. I'm trying to be cautious with Clayton Kershaw, but obviously the two games that he's gone through so far, it's what we have to go off of, and it's not looked good. Now, you go through this Phillies lineup, they're great against lefties, even the lefties. Schwarber hits 340. Think about that. Kyle Schwarber is hitting 340 against lefties. Kyle Schwarber. You got Bryce Harper hitting over 300 against lefties. You've got Trey Turner, JT Realmuto as well. I mean, that's 4 key guys in this lineup all batting 300-plus against left-handed pitching. Trey Turner's the most interesting. The dingers plus 450. The hits, runs, RBIs minus 130. I'm trying to figure that out. As again, I'm going to look to add throughout the Dinger Tuesday card. And we did, by the way, place that Garrett Mitchell plus 700 number. Joe Maddon encouraged on that, so how could we not? Joe, what about the Rockies game with the New York Mets? Is there anything you like in that one?
Yeah, I think we got a home dog in the Colorado Rockies, which is crazy to say, but the plus money that we're getting on them with Kyle Freeman getting the start is too much for me to say no to. Kyle Freeman has been strong at home. We look at his numbers at home. It's really interesting. He's got a 1.88 ERA in 24 innings pitched. So it's not a huge sample size of what he's doing here at home, but I think it is enough here versus the Mets. I think they can get it done and sneak this one out. It's my favorite underdog of the day at plus 125. I'm going to take a chance on Kyle Freeman and the Colorado Rockies to get it done here versus the New York Mets with Severino coming out and getting the start. Now, Severino is servable. He's 7-3 on the season with a 3.93 ERA. So it's going to be a tough one here. It's not going to be an easy win for the Rockies. The books have made them a dog for a reason, but I think they have every ability if Kyle Freeman comes out nice and strong to be able to get the win. So if you want to look at them in the first 5 innings instead of the full game, probably the safer way. But we know the Mets bullpen, it can collapse at a drop of a dime. So I took them full game here. I love it at plus 125, Kevin.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense there. I'm looking for the under in this game, though, at 11.5 right now. And again, I think even in a world where the Rockies win, there are a few Mets guys for home runs that could pop off. Maybe it's a Vientos, a Brandon Nimmo. Again, I don't do this too often where I worry as much about prices on a Dinger Tuesday. But Vientos at plus 320 is a little bit under than what I would have wanted that to be. His RBI prop, I do think, can be found at plus money, which I'm going to try and take a couple pokes at there. Joe, anything else that we've missed from the baseball card? Anything else we need to keep our eyes on?
Well, you know we're going to fade the Chicago White Sox again. It's just how much we really want to go in on the Oakland A's here with Ross Stripling getting the start. I'd play this a little cautious. We know the Chicago White Sox at some point are going to break this losing streak. I'd look more at Oakland for their team total to the over. That's how I played it yesterday, instead of just going straight up and taking them on the run line. Because the Oakland A's, I don't want to put my money on the run line. But that team total, this is a team that offensively has been getting those runs on the board. And off of Cannon here, I expect them to continue to get those runs today, Kevin.
Listen, this is a situation that has been pretty remarkable to watch for the White Sox. 27-88. It's pretty crazy. It's really wild. The A's, by the way, at home are almost a 500 ball club there. So, you know, for Oakland, you're better off fading on the road. The White Sox are 10-48 outside of Chicago. Not good. Joe, we appreciate it. As always, best of luck with the baseball slate.
Best of luck, everyone. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, it's a quick break. We're live with you right here on Sports Grid. We'll check.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Back in with some of the top NFL news around the league. Training camps are heating up. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live with you right here, Game Time Decisions. I know some people out there trying to make nighttime decisions, as in, what do you want for dinner? It's a good question. What I want for dinner is dingers, people. We don't have enough yet, as far as I'm concerned. Or is that a lie? Who do I even, is Pasquantino out there yet? Not yet. That's all right. We got the Conforto one. We did see a strikeout for close personal friend Gunnar Henderson, who started to get that RBI train back and rolling there, which is good. I don't want to have to worry about that 79.5 number. I don't think I will need to. Let's reset, re-rack your baseball card quickly. I know said we'd talk some football. We will talk football. We've got Adam Kaplan stopping by here on the show. But I'm on Guardians Moneyline, rain delay. So we'll see what happens if we get that baseball game. I'm on Pirates and Padres under. They played an inning and a half. Scoreless, not bad. Can we make that official? But that's in a rain delay now as well. I'm also on Rockies Mets under the 11.5. I have not figured out what I want to just do yet with that game, man. It's a little difficult there. Brandon Nimmo is in a good spot in the lineup because he's batting second. Vientos kind of pops off the page, but he's batting fifth. I would use a tick higher. That RBI number's interesting. I'm on the under already in the game. Is it worth it? Feel like it could be a get-in, get-out special on a dinger prop. Jose Iglesias has the longest odds at 8-1. If we kind of want to keep pushing the envelope there, I'm not sure what the move is going to be from that game. But outside of that under 11.5, we've got Cubbies money line, -108. Man, we have weather eliminating some games. Well, they believe the weather is going to eliminate the runs here. Six. Excited to talk about Consig. Excited to talk to Consig a little bit later on, his thoughts on that and kind of a decision to post that 5.5 overnight, which is what we did see for that game. And then we've got a player prop here pitching an under in Keiter Montero, under 16.5. He goes tonight for the Detroit Tigers against the Seattle Mariners. I'm going to look for some Victor Robles props there, ideally, as well, see if we can potentially get involved. Garrett Mitchell. That's an opportunity passing by there, though. Man on third, one out. All you needed to do was put the ball in play, and you could have at least got half of the 1.5 hits, runs, RBI through the door. But also a lot of time still to go. Again, we're going to talk to Adam Kaplan here. I think the one thing probably we should talk to or talk about just quickly to set the stage is the races for starting quarterbacks. A lot of teams released their official depth charts. Jaden Daniels, no surprise, has been named the top man for Washington. He's going to play some preseason football as well. He's going to open that game as the starter. Washington is completely and wholly invested in Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix, though, actually was third on the depth chart. Books don't buy it as much. -162 right now for Bo Nix to be the week one starter. Jared Stidham is +126, and if you'd like to throw some money down a drain, you can. That would be a 70-1 Zach Wilson number for the Denver Broncos and the starting quarterback slot that they have right now, still trying to figure out Jacoby Brissett -1200 that he's going to get the nod there for the New England Patriots, with Drake May's price being +630. Raiders, I know Cap's been talking about this with people, the back and forth between Aiden O'Connell, who's currently the favorite at -140, and Gardner Minshew at +110 to get that job. But maybe the most interesting and the one that's going to grab a lot of headlines is the Steelers changing their tone a little bit, at least publicly, that the job is open between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Russ is the depth chart number one, -340. I think this team wants Russell to start week number one. If you made me pick right now, it would certainly be Russell Wilson. But this number on Justin Fields getting that job is dropping, dropping, dropping. But I think what's more important than the dropping nature of that number, and what's more important than who even actually starts week number one for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Atlanta against the Falcons, it's that the fact that Justin Fields is already cutting in to that Russell Wilson slot says we are going to see Justin Fields unless Russell Wilson is great. Good. If Russell Wilson is good. If he's great, that's a different story. But Russ is legitimately going to have to play well enough to keep Fields at bay. And it's not just going to be wins and losses. Is Justin Fields as live as it feels to take this job? We can talk to Adam Kaplan about that and a lot more, because we are certainly right now in a busy point in the calendar, as the road to kickoff is certainly underway. That's next with you live on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live right here, Game Time Decisions, and we've got NFL insider Adam Kaplan with us here on SportsGrid. Cap, good to get a chance to talk to you. Let's get right to it here. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the odds are moving quite a bit. Now, Russ is still -340, right? Which is, you know, of the guys on the board, it's not the bottom, it's not Jacoby Brissett, but it was supposed to be a foregone conclusion that this would be Russell Wilson's job with the Steelers. What's your read on that quarterback battle?
Yeah, Kevin, good to be with you. Yeah, it's interesting. So talking to the Steelers, you know, just last couple of months, talking to people there, and also adding what Mike Tomlin said, pretty clear that Russell Wilson was going to be the starter this season. Well, put an asterisk. He's gotten hurt. Justin Fields has taken the ones. And he's done some good things. Now, Kevin, I could tell you from talking to people who've worked with Justin Fields before and knowing how what the Bears thought and what they were dealing with and looking at the lack of interest. There was some interest, by the way, from other teams in Justin Fields, but they all kind of knew. He's very gifted, but very inconsistent. He had this unbelievable stretch last season. He was phenomenal. You might remember that Washington game when him and DJ Moore went off. They were phenomenal, but he's never been able to put it together. And with the way that the Steelers want to win, talking to the Steelers forever, it's run the ball, win with defense, make the passing game secondary. And that's really been the case for many, many years, and particularly since Roethlisberger's retired. But they've been about balance. That's what Mike Tomlin wants. He wants defense. He wants a running game, which they definitely have. But Justin Fields, Kevin, as you were kind of alluding to before I came on here in the previous segment, he adds something to it, man. He is dynamic with the ball in his hands. He just has got to play with better accuracy, play more under control, let the plays happen with, again, is a run-first offense with the Steelers.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, right, Cap? And if you were to tell me week one, who gets a better point spread, right? You know, who, if you book those guys that way, it's probably Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's any debate that Justin Fields has that higher ceiling. And if you're the Steelers, I think it's time to get over this whole 8-8-1, 9-8, we always find a way stuff, man. Showing up to the playoffs every year, sneaking in as a wild card team and getting your doors blown off. You know, I saw the other day someone say Tomlin was a top five coach, and I'm not trying to disparage Mike Tomlin, but I think to some degree, it's almost holding this team back. You know, it's a slingshot. You got to go back to go forward, and this team's just stayed here. But if Tomlin is still as good, as great, Cap, as a lot of us believe he is, you got a chance to put a guy like Justin Fields under center with what should always be a good defense, because it's always a good defense, if not a great defense, and maybe Pittsburgh can do a lot more than flirt with a playoff spot.
All right, so a couple things. First of all, Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing record, also has not won a playoff game since the 2017 season. That's a concern. Now, I think that his defenders would tell you Ben Roethlisberger, before he got hurt or before he retired, he suffered through a lot of injuries. He was not the same quarterback. They haven't got it right at quarterback since he retired. So that's not his, it's not his fault. He doesn't have personnel control. He's the head coach. He controls, he oversees his players, but he doesn't make the personnel decisions, although he's a hand in it. The bottom line is they've got to get the quarterback position right. And now I know talking to Steelers, Kevin, they think with Wilson, who you mentioned, and Fields, they fortified the room. It's going to be better. And I don't disagree with that, but Russell Wilson's available for a reason. He got benched with Denver. It didn't work with Denver. And he had to move on. And they're thinking, talk to the Steelers, and they keep bringing this up to me, hey, he had 26 touchdowns last season. And that's fine. But he also got benched. And you wonder, and you were kind of alluding to this, what is he at this point of his career? He's another quarterback. Give him a running game. Don't put it all on him. And by the way, Arthur Smith, who I need to mention, the offense coordinator, he's a run-based play caller. The pass attempts per game, you're looking at low 30s, which is below kind of where you normally would have it, mid to high 30s. That's not what they want. They want it low 30s, win with that running game of defense. That's what's coming here. And that's why they think if you don't, Kevin, put it on those quarterbacks, they've got a better chance to win. But there's a reason why these two guys are available.
And Kat, there's some conversation. The Steelers could be involved with Brandon Ayuk. Patriots are getting tossed around. The Browns. Are you hearing anything around the Brandon Ayuk Niners situation?
Yeah, all right. Farrell and I were talking about it earlier. So I could give you sort of my Cliff Notes version based on my reporting and talking to people and what I know. So look, Brandon Ayuk, let's start with the Niners, right? The Niners do want to extend his contract, but they don't want to pay him market value. A, he's under contract on his fifth-year option. And for them, and it's not his fault, he's a 1A, kind of like Devontae Smith with the Eagles, where A.J. Brown is making $32 million. Devontae Smith got $25 million a season. He's a great football player, by the way. Would be a number one with another team. But for the Eagles, he's a 1A. For the Niners, you've got George Kittle. You've got Deebo Samuel. You've got now Ricky Pearsall, by the way, their first-round receiver. I know he's hurt right now. He's dealing with a shoulder injury. He had a hamstring injury, which I'm told is fully healed. He actually looked good getting back to practice last week. Oh, by the way, Christian McCaffrey in the pass game, by the way, he's dealing with a calf injury. But, Kevin, there's so many mouths to feed. They don't feel like they could justify paying him market value. But, and it's not like, from what I understand, it's not like Ayuk wants out. He wants to go somewhere, whether it's the Niners or somewhere else, where he's going to get paid. Now, you mentioned the Steelers. The Steelers have had interest really going back for months. Once they knew that the contract was not getting done, or they weren't there yet, they kept an eye on it. As I've used this term, they were monitoring the situation. They've talked to the Niners. This is nothing new. Now, from the Steelers' standpoint, Kevin, yes, as I said earlier, they don't want to throw the ball a lot, but you need starting receivers. George Pickens is a stud. They don't know who's going to start opposite him, not only this year, but for the future. Again, when you make a trade like this, it's not about 1 year. You're giving up draft compensation. You're probably going to have to give the Niners back a receiver. And the bottom line is, when you're the Steelers, they need to know who's going to start opposite Pickens for the future. That is why they're interested. The Commanders, they talked to the Niners during the draft. They could not reach a resolution. They still have interest. They're not there. They've been monitoring the situation. They want to get Jahan Dotson, as I understand it. They want to get him going here. You got Terry McLaurin, who's great, Kevin, but they need to get Dotson going. And they don't even know who their third receiver is, though I'm told Olamide Zaccheaus, who's a former Falcon and Eagles, had a very good camp right now. He would be their number three receiver. Season started today. And don't forget, Kevin, Cliff Kingsbury, the Washington Commanders offensive coordinator, is a guy who runs a spread offense. So they want a lot of receivers, and they don't have enough of them that really accomplished. And the Browns, and this is what's kind of lost on people. People look at their depth chart and the roster and go, oh, what? Why would the Browns want Brandon Ayuk? Again, look past the season. Amari Cooper's contract's up after the season. Elijah Moore, who they acquired a couple years ago from the Jets, his contract is up. So what you have is Jerry Jeudy signed an extension over $17 million a season. They don't know who their starter of the future would be past the season, hence their interest, as I understand it.
All right. Yeah. Now, Kat, let me ask you before we let you get out of here. And again, I'm sure we'll check in a few other times, but I know you're making the rounds around camp.
Yep.
And I know you've seen some stuff from the Giants. I know you'll see more. What's the feeling around Daniel Jones right now?
looks healthy. I'm glad you brought him up because it's gotten chippy. I was with both teams yesterday at their practice, their joint practice in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and it was super chippy. I know there was the fight today, at least. There was a lot of pushing. But bottom line is he looks good. I'm told he's healthy. In fact, I saw him roll out. He rolled out and he avoided a pass rusher. You can't tackle the quarterback. You're not supposed to hit him. But the bottom line is he moved well. His arm is good. And by the way, if you're a Giants fan, they're pretty fast. Okay, they've got plenty of speed. That's not the problem. They need more size at the receiver position. But they could run. And the issue for them is protection. They've never quite gotten it right on their offensive line, Kevin. Their offensive line's at least two new starters. Might have three. They're going to be much better on offense. And I know Daniel Jones gets beaten up by the media and the fans. He's got to be healthy. You saw what happened 2 years ago. They were a playoff team with Daniel Jones as the quarterback.
Yeah, he was still terrible, though. He still did a whole lot of nothing, I'll be honest with you, Cap. We'll see how it turns out. Cap, always appreciate it. Enjoy the road.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You got it, man.
All right, great stuff there from Cap. Again, his big claim to fame was he just stopped throwing interceptions, and then because he was playing the Vikings, who were the worst defense in the league, two of the last three games. And then he played the Eagles and kept throwing picks. I mean, I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's make it happen. What are we talking about, folks? We're talking about a little Major League Baseball here with Dave Sharapan, Consig, with the A's gear on. Let's start with this, Dave.
Yep.
What do the books need? Do they need the A's or do they need the White Sox? What are people doing these days?
There's not a book on planet Earth or Mars or the moon that needs the A's tonight. They need the White Sox every day for a month while you're out combing the beaches out in the western part of the United States. The White Sox have continued to lose while you're gone.
Sure have.
All you need to do is show up at the A's tonight, cash the ticket. I'll be on with Wetzel later.
Very simple.
You can make a bet right now that the Black Cloud play of the night, and I haven't even looked, is the Oakland A's, because I've been out and about all day today, and there's not a single person that's betting the White Sox tonight, except maybe one or two that want to take a shot. Yeah. And that's fine. The next win. When is it coming, Kevin? When is it coming? Tonight?
Well,
tomorrow?
It could be tonight. They do have the better pitcher tonight, I would argue.
Yes.
Lineups are not great, obviously.
So, I love when you say
that. Let's see. What do we got? 21 here? 23, 24, 25. So they get to 25, then it would be 3 against the Yanks and 3 against the Astros.
They better win before
they're
that,
definitely,
Kevin.
I disagree. They will definitely they'll take a game off both those teams. Are you kidding me? White hot White Sox is what they'll be calling them by that. Like, here's the real trick.
What?
Because here's what's going to happen. Let's say they beat Oakland tonight, right?
Yeah.
And then they're going to lose the next game. People are like, oh, streak could be back up. And then they'll bet the Cubs, right? And then boom, Cubs beat them twice in a row. People go, we're here. And I'm in on the ground floor. Slam them. Yanks are free. Uh-oh. What do you mean Rodon gave up 6 in the first?
Oh.
What do you mean? I didn't know Brent Rooker. Well, I wasn't familiar with your game. Yeah. Brent Rooker's the A's, but you get the story. Louis Robert Robert might all of a sudden have something to say about it. I'm just telling you, it's how it goes. That's what I'm thinking.
So
now,
no matter
thing.
What happens between now and then, you're saying they take a game from the Yankees and a game from the Astros?
Yeah. Yeah, figure out my pricing.
Out
my pricing.
We're writing it down. We're telling everybody if it's right, because I heard you talking about the Steelers situation with Cap.
Right.
Listen, I know you know there's one guy for the job to play quarterback in Pittsburgh. You know who it is.
That's right.
There's only
Everyone
one guy.
Knows that.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
not Russ.
Yep.
It's not.
No.
You've got to have a guy who can physically perform the job. He's getting the reps with the ones. He's building up all that equity. Let's run a ball play defense. Keep him upright. He knows how to slide. He's a good athlete. I just want a quarterback to play the majority, not the majority. If there's 17 games, I want him to play 15 or 16 and sit out the last one because the game doesn't matter. That's what we want. And the only guy to do that is Justin Fields. Russ has already got a calf problem. Can't have it.
Right.
Come on.
Can't have it. Can't win with it. Can't win with it.
Can't win with it.
Justin Fields, Brandon Ayuk, George Pickens.
So wait a second.
Might have something.
Brandon Ayuk is not going to be a Steeler, is he? I mean, we did BVB today. Peralta already has him in New England. Other people are saying he's going to Cleveland. He can pick. He's going to pick? Ayuk is going to pick.
Why would
he go to New England, Kevin? Please tell me why.
Most money, right? I mean, that's what you would imagine. I mean, that's how New England wins this battle. They can't win it really any other way.
Is there any chance he stays in San Francisco? You know what's important? Like, the money's great, and you always want to get more. And if they double your salary, then maybe you got to go. But, like, I like winning.
I'll be honest with you, Dave. Yeah, Dave, no, that's great. That's great, all right? An NFL player has a
small window,
finite amount of time
small window
to make that money.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And Brandon Ayuk has an opportunity to make that money. Now, he could wait it out a year and stay with the Niners. Guess what? That workload might shrink because not only do they have Debo McCaffrey, Kittle, they also now added his replacement in Ricky Pearsall.
Oh.
That's not what you need. Mm. Also, it's a fickle game we play. Injuries pop in. So all of a sudden, guess what? I hung around. Guess what? We lost again because, of course, we did. Because apparently the worst thing that could happen to my head coach is a double-digit lead in a Super Bowl.
Opening up all
And the
blue.
Next thing you know, and the next thing you know, the money that was there today isn't there tomorrow.
Gone. Bye-bye.
So, listen, I get what you're saying, right? But I also think we have to – when we talk about a guy like – Let's think. Paul George, take a little bit of less to win. Okay. Harden, take a little bit of less to win, right? Mm-hmm. That's probably where those guys are at in their career. Yep. Also, if Paul George signs another NBA contract, he might buy an NFL team, quite frankly, with the way that those contracts work.
Yes,
like,
sir.
For Brandon Ayuk, I don't think he's in the take less business because also I'm not really sure what the Niners are offering because the Niners keep saying we'd love to keep him. At what price? I mean, what's going on? I haven't heard a single report on what the Niners have offered the kid. Have you?
I have not, but I have been focused on baseball and some Olympics and some other stuff. The numbers guys, all we focus on is the games and the numbers, like the speculation and all this other talk. It's great for us, content business.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I don't care what they're offering him. I just need to know if he's leaving San Francisco or not so I can move the number, if I have to, on either the Browns or the Patriots or the Steelers. I mean, he has a big impact no matter where he goes, but he ain't turning the Patriots into a playoff team, and he's got either Jacoby Brissett or Drake May throwing him the ball there. The quarterback situation's a little different in Cleveland. Okay. The wide receiver, as you know from talking to Donnie, who basically invented the receiver room, you need a quarterback to throw you the ball. You can be the best wide receiver in the world. You need a quarterback to throw you the ball to get those numbers.
Yeah, you do, but guess what? If you're Brandon Ayuk and you get a 3-4 year deal from New England, you have plenty of time for them to let Drake May become the quarterback to throw you the football. That's just the reality of it. All of a sudden, the clock isn't ticking in the same way. You have time on your side. Now, we haven't even talked about the most important thing on tonight's baseball slate yet. We'll do that next.
SportsGrid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions. Dave, last night a total was posted.
Oh.
Between two base players. Look at him.
I already know what it is.
Cubs Twins sits at 6, some spot 6.5. Last night it's 5.5. I don't. Can the wind really be that impactful? I mean, my goodness gracious.
We have dear friends of ours, both, you know, on the network and people that watch the network, and I hope everything's okay down in Florida with Hurricane Debbie and all of those winds. But they might as well be playing the game there. I can't believe it. Somebody asked me earlier today, what's the lowest number you ever put up in a book for a baseball game? And it was 6, and it was DeGrom, and the game finished 2-1. So it can go under, and 5.5 is a hockey total, not a baseball total. And I saw that last night, and I sent a text to a guy in a book and said, is that for real? Wind's supposed to be real bad tomorrow. I went, wow, okay. They got the over bet that they wanted, went to 6 this morning. It's been 6 all day. I'll click refresh right now on my odds screen, and we are looking at 6 over minus 15 is the highest number there is on the board. So this might be one of those stop signs. Are you looking to get involved in this one? POD?
I could have got involved last night on the 5.5 if I wanted to, because quite frankly, I hate this win stuff. I forgot that they weren't allowed to hit ground balls and walk batters anymore. All of a sudden, because it's windy, I'm gonna be. He can tell too. He's tuning
swing
me up.
Angle.
It drives me
up.
Nuts.
Everybody hits it up every time. Yeah. Nobody hits it down no more, Kevin. They stopped teaching it.
Again, like my only thing is if I just picked up Wheeler and Skeens and I threw him here, like the total would be 4. Like what? This is so stupid.
This isn't Drysdale and Bob Gibson. For those of you watching the show, you have to Google them and look them up. But they were really good pitchers. Sandy Koufax going tonight against Warren Spahn. What are we doing? 6? All that being
look,
said.
Look, I'll tell you this. Last night, DK had the 5.5, FanDuel the 6.5. I almost said, I'll take this. If it lands 6, miracle. I said, you know what? No. I'm just letting it be. Because I'm worried right now about Dennis Schroeder's unders, points, and assists. Come on, now we got more important stuff on the card. But
are you pretty excited about your U.S. Olympic team right now? I mean, this men's team—they finally covered a game. They blew them out.
No,
blew out
finally.
Brazil.
What are you saying? What? Finally about too? What are you saying? Finally about?
Well, they haven't casually showing up, not covering big numbers. You know,
oh, they
but they actually
against
lose
Serbia.
A game.
I mean,
come on.
Yeah, you rooting against them?
No.
Come on. A little bit. No?
No.
A little bit. No one? Anyone you know rooting against them?
Oh, there's every book in the world's rooting against them. That's the
biggest
liability.
Oh, forget that. I mean, that's different.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? It's funny. But now that you say that, I should – because I got a text from not the guy, but another guy with some similarities who asked me if he should lay the minus 400 – on them to win gold. So, yeah, that must be some liability.
Oh, believe me, a lot of people that don't get involved normally on a college football Saturday or a baseball game because the price is too high, the price wasn't too high for the USA. It was not, Kevin. There are a lot of people that went, it's better than getting a CD. God forbid you got it in stocks and bonds or whatever right now with the markets.
Yeah.
Just bet it on the USA.
To be fair, right, it still doesn't really look like it's the right number with the way things are going. Like, it's minus 6. I just put that up again. Like, we shouldn't be minus 900 yet. with this outright market.
If it was our book, Kevin, we would have done that, especially after we did our segment that went viral where you talked about the 92 team versus this team, who would be favored. It's all over. We would have just said, look, come get it. We're putting up minus 900 to start. Let's get there. Come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, at the end of the – right, because at the end of the day, what? People would have bet all the, you know, all those Canada – here's the reality, right? If you would have done that, you would have had people bet Canada at 20 and France at 20. Guess what? Canada's gone, and France has still got a bigger number than 20 with the way that they've looked at this tournament.
Come on in, you know, see? People were, now you're getting it.
Yeah.
I got to go. No, close this show
out starting
strong.
Again. All right, Dave, be good. Look, dingers are on the board right now. We got Pasquantino coming up. We are going to try and get some more out to you as the night goes on. Let's stay locked in, people. Game time decisions. Kevin Walsh, I'll see you Thursday. You've got up next. It's going to be In Game Live right here on Sports Grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.